Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, good morning, beloved. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. And truly, it is a blessing, as always, to be with you here on another wonderful Sabbath day, a beautiful Saturday that the Lord has given us. This is the day that the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to say good morning to Tamika Shelton, praise God, to her mother Joyce, praise God, love you much, love you a whole bunch, amen, and to Deacon Thomas Farr, to Minister Tabika Garnes, to Prophetess Dawn Clary, to Isaiah Alexander, to Joyce in New York, and the list goes on and on, Donna Matabucci, and you know who you are. Good morning to each and every one of you, and a special good morning to any new callers that are calling in this morning. To any of you, thank you for taking the time out for joining us this morning. Again, this is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. A very special good morning to all of the New Vision for Life members. That is the church that I pastor, and I just want to say good morning to my congregants. Thank all of you that are supporting our revival this week. We've had since Wednesday, so some of us have been in church every night since Wednesday, and we'll be back there again tonight and, of course, on Sunday morning. So good morning, a special, special good morning to each and every one of you. I love you. Know that I do. All right, let's go ahead and pray this morning. You know, I like to say my good mornings to you so that that'll help to wake you up as well, and then we will touch and agree in prayer. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we do praise you. We do honor you. We magnify your holy name. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. And, God, there is none like you. I truly do thank you for this day. I thank you for a day that we'll never see again, a day that we have never seen before. I praise your name because you brought us safely through the night, O Lord God, to this place today where we can praise you, where we can honor you, another day in which we can get closer to fulfilling our destiny in you. So, God, thank you for the day. And, Lord God, for those who are not happy today, for those that are sick and mourning and grieving, Lord God, depressed, financially destitute, don't have homes to live in, and so forth. Lord God, I'm asking you by Holy Spirit to meet the needs of your people. Meet their needs, Lord God. Father, all of us shall suffer, as we know that your word says. You suffered for us. And yes, we will suffer in this life. Lord, but I'm asking that the comforter that you sent in the Holy Spirit will comfort the people that are in the predicaments that I just mentioned. Some are in the hospital, some are in nursing homes, prisons. Father, send the comforter. Let your word, oh God, come alive in them. Let your word minister to their hearts and to their spirit. God, let your word become life in the name of Jesus, that no matter what predicament we find ourselves in, Lord, we know that you are there with us. You are there with us because you promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So, Father, we say thank you for being with us in the time of trouble. Thank you for being with us in a time of disappointment, Lord God. Thank you for being with us in a time of pain, God. Thank you for being with us, Lord God. So, Lord, as you breathe on us today, continue to manifest yourself today, Lord God. Breathe on us. Lord, you reign in your praise, in the praises of your people. You reign in it. You live in it, Lord God. Father, I thank you. I thank you that today we will worship you. We will give you glory and honor. Today, Lord God, we want to say thank you for all that you have done, because what you have done for us, no man can do. So, Father, I praise you. I ask you to continue to bless the people on this line. Bless them that they will be a blessing to someone else. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' awesome, magnificent name. Amen and amen. Amen, beloved. Amen, amen, amen. Well, like I said, it's always good to see you. When I see your numbers in our studio, it's good to see you, and it's good to know that there are many of you that are listening via the internet. So just another special good morning to you. All righty. Listen, you know it is the day before New Year's Eve, the day before New Year's Eve. And so people, of course, are always going through the changes of what New Year's resolutions that they're going to make. You know, what is it they're going to promise that they will do in the new year that they didn't do last year or that they didn't complete last year? And, you know, this is always what happens in this season. I mean, it's common practice. It's a tradition. It is a tradition of what happens during this time of year. And I bet, I guarantee you, if I ask what is the first resolution that most people have on their list, it will be the weight loss game. And I call it a game, and it's not really a game because weight loss is such a serious thing, and it is needed for us to be healthy for the majority of America. So many of us are so overweight, but weight loss is one of the number one things that's on the list. And people join gyms, fitness gyms. They join these fitness gyms, and they do so for the new year. And the first week or two, let's even give it a month. For the first month, the gym is filled with all these newcomers just busting these machines, breaking out. You know, they're busting a sweat. They're doing everything they can because they've made this resolution that they're going to get physically in shape, And that lasts about a good month, And then when they were going, because, you know, when you start out, people go crazy. They're going to go 5 days a week, you know, and, you know, before you know it, it's down to 3 days a week. Then it's down to 1 day a week. Then it's down to, well, I'll catch them next week. And before you know it, the gym is out. Well, this morning, what I want to do is to discuss with you three very uncommon goals for the new year. And again, you will be able to find this article. You'll be able to find it on familylife.com. You know, there, I keep telling you, that's where we find so many articles on marriage, on parenting, blended families, faith, etc. So many great ideas. They had so many excellent ideas about what to do to make the Christmas holidays different, how to, you know, really enjoy it with your family and so forth. And I love marriage material. I love teaching from their marriage material. They also have awesome retreats for couples, And I know that I went to one of them in where was it held? Up in, I want to say Cockeysville, the Marriott in Cockeysville, or Hunt Valley, that's where it is, up in Hunt Valley. Went to that many, many years ago, probably been, you know, at least 20 years ago that I went to one there, and I have never forgotten it. And I really do encourage all couples, you know, find out where these marriage retreats are and take a week, and you and your spouse, and trust me, you won't regret it. You will not regret the time that you spend there. So look it up. Go ahead and do it. Let that be part of, you know, this is for the weekend, so you don't have to take many vacation days off unless you decide to make it part of your vacation because you want to do one that's out of the state. So you'll take a vacation for a week and spend the weekend with Dennis Rainey and whoever else will be doing the retreat. So that's my free advertisement for the couples retreat from Family Life. Okay, so let's get back to these three uncommon goals because we only have like 19 minutes left, praise God, because our show is only a half an hour for the time being. So as we look at the New Year's resolution, three uncommon goals that we can discuss right now is the first one is what can I do to become more emotionally healthy? We already know that physical health and weight loss is at the top of the list, like I said. But let's see, our spiritual goals, they will come in second or third. And this is, of course, for people that are part of the body of Christ. They will come in somewhere within the top five on our list will be our spiritual goals. But being emotionally healthy normally is not seen on the list. Stop long enough to think about that. Yet our emotions affect our lives every day. How do we handle anger, fear, temptation, or stress? However we handle that, that will determine the course of each day of our lives. You know, your anger, fear, disappointment, all of these things can cause you to be physically unfit, and definitely spiritually unfit if you're not putting your emotions in check. You cannot be spiritually healthy and mature without health, equal health and maturity on the emotional level. So one of the things you definitely need to do is put on your list emotional health. Emotional health. Put that on your list. Do so now by reading books that will help you emotionally. If you find yourself in a place where you may need counseling, then admit that you do and get the counseling. Do mental exercises that will help calm your emotions and so forth. But the Word of God, definitely, reading your Word more. And not just reading it and letting words go through, but reading your word in the place of seeking help from the Lord, that he would speak to you and he would bring to you the help that you need. The next thing that we want to look at is, what can I do to be more prepared for persecution and difficulty? And you might be saying, whoa, wait a minute, Apostle, what are you talking about? Who in the world wants to prepare for persecution and prepare for difficulty? Why would you speak such doom into our lives, you know, that there's going to be persecution or life is going to be difficult? Listen, baby, listen. We know that the Bible says, in John 16:33, write that down. John 16:33. The Bible says, in the world, you will have tribulation. In the world, you will have tribulation. Beloved, we cannot avoid it. We can't get away from it. We will have tribulation. Another scripture, 2 Timothy 3:12. 2 Timothy 3:12. And that one, it says, indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Okay, so here we go. I know you're saying, look, you're starting off trying to tell me to start off my new year by being prepared for tribulation and persecution. Yes, sweetheart, I want you to be prepared for it. I want you to know that it's coming. One of the worst things in the world is that people live in this grandiose idea that because we are born again, because we are saved, because we have Jesus Christ in our life, that we will not suffer. Love, love, love. Please know that the word tells us that we will suffer. We will be in have tribulation. We will be persecuted. And those of us that are in Christ Jesus and know him for ourselves, those that know that no matter what goes on in our life, that God is still in charge, please, please, please help others to understand that God is still with us. There's no substitute for consistent Bible study. Consistent Bible study. You know, we go up and down. We study the word real, real strong, you know, 1 month, and then we slack off, and then we pick it back up and so forth. I want to encourage you to be a part of a Bible study and be as faithful to it as you can, the way you should be eating your meals 3 times a day. You've got to build your spirit man. It's important that you get your spiritual food. That's how you get spiritual health. It's through your Bible study. It's through the Word of God on a Bible study. Whether you do it online, whether you do it in your church, whether you do it in your home, be consistently studying the Word, consistently studying the Word. And I'm telling you, it builds you up. It makes you stronger. It's just as if you were in that fitness gym and you've got 10-pound weights in each hand and you keep, you know, with the weight in your hand and you keep lifting it up and lifting it up. And before you know it, you began to build some strong triceps. I think that's how you pronounce it. Triceps, muscles in the upper arm. They begin to build up. You run daily. You get strength in your legs and muscles in the shin. Your thighs firm up. Listen, physical, the way that you take care and do things physically to get healthy, we must do it spiritually. And that spiritual health is food for us as we're reading the Word of God. Or rather, the Word of God is the food for us as we're building our spirit man up. So, yes, build yourself up. Get prepared for the tribulation. Get prepared for the persecution. So when it comes, you've got the Word of God, which is the sword. The sword, that's part of the full armor of God. That's right, the full armor of God. Wake up in the morning, put on the armor of God, on that helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, having your shield, which is the shield of faith, having the sword, a two-edged sword that cuts both going and coming. And that sword is the Word of God, covering your loins with truth, and shodding your feet with the gospel of peace. Put on your armor, because you need to wear it every single day. Every single day. So that when you step outside your house, some folks won't even get the chance to step outside of their house. They'll find the warfare right in their house. But put on the armor of God. Put it on. Read your word. Pray. Worship him. Yes, I'm telling you a lot of things you need to do before you even get started in the day. And listen, I'm not telling you to spend an hour doing this. I'm not telling you to spend a half an hour doing this. Start, if you're not doing anything, start giving it a good 5 minutes, a good 10 minutes. Start doing it, baby, so that this year coming up will be different for you. This year coming up, that you will be able to sense the difference. You'll be able to see the difference. You'll be able to feel the difference. You'll be able to hear the difference in your spiritual life, because you are prepared. You have built yourself up with the word of God. You'll begin to speak different. You'll talk a different talk, and you will speak things into the atmosphere that the atmosphere has to take on. It has to do what you're saying, because you are anointed. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit. You are empowered by the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave us this power. God left us the Holy Spirit to empower us. So what we speak out of our mouth is important, and we can change things in the atmosphere. So prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. You know, when we get up in the morning, and when I come on this show, one of the first things I say to you is, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And just because I said that, that alerts the enemy. Oh, she thinks she's going to be happy in this. She thinks she's going to rejoice in this day. She thinks she's going to be glad in this day. Well, let's show her. So we immediately, when I say that, I pick a fight. But guess what? With the word of God, with the word of God, knowing that he won't leave me, knowing that he won't forsake me, knowing that all things are going to work for my good, every single thing that happens is going to work for my good, because I do love the Lord and I am the called according to his purpose. Every pain takes me to a new level of worship and praise. Yes, so go in, go in, go in. Be prepared, because the persecution is coming, the difficulty is coming, but guess what? You can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. You are empowered this day. You are strong and mighty this day. These are some of the reasons that we've got to be glad, that we should be happy, that we're not in a war where we are defeated. Whatever we face, we shall come out of it as pure gold. The battle has already been won for us. So, yes, dear God, give us this day our daily bread. Meet every single need. And, Lord, let your will be done today as it is already done in heaven. Amen, amen, amen. So that's the second uncommon goal that you can set for the new year. And the last one, beloved, is, what can I do to be more fully savor, where I can more fully savor the life that God has given me? Listen, we know that we are all living under a death sentence. In other words, we're all coming to the place where we must die. And most people live as if will never die. Yet some don't get the chance to see the next changing of a calendar. And it's scary. But it would be good for us to evaluate how we can enjoy each of the days that we have right now. So what have you always wanted to do that you put off too long? What dreams do you have for the time with your children or your spouse or your grandchildren that you can attempt to do this year. Just find one or two of them and go for it. That's right. Do something that you've dreamt about doing for a long time and go for it. Listen, and it doesn't have to be something expensive. Look, some people, you know, want to take a walk on a beach, you know, and enjoy the sunset. You know, do you know, I was looking at a movie the other night, and they said something that I said, wow, you know, you're right about that. The stars, those stars that God so eloquently placed in the heavens. Do you know many of us don't even look up and see the stars at night? We are so busy being focused on going here, going there. You got to watch where you're driving. If you're on the bus or any other public transportation, you've got to watch so that you'll know that you're getting off at the right place. If you're in your home, you're watching TV and so forth. Do you know that you can get through a whole night and not give the stars in the sky any consideration? You never looked up to see what was happening? I tell you, it's something to be amazed at. Let me let a caller make a... Good morning. How are you?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. Sister, you've been on fire, and you came from my favorite scripture, the armor of God. I appreciate that scripture a billion times. God gave it to me at the perfect time when I needed it. I want to thank you for what you said, and you really kept it real. And one thing that I want to impart into this conversation is routine. Routine is a thing that we hate so much, but if we do it the right way, it really works.
Yes.
Now I'm gonna take it really far right. I mean, when I say right, normally people say left, but I'm gonna take it right. Now we look at the addicts and we look at Jehovah Witnesses. Now, right now, as we speak, it's a set of Jehovah Witnesses knocking on somebody's door, and it's an addict going to get crack rock. But at the end of the day, they are conditioned to do it. And as Christians, we can't I'm a non-denominational pastor. I believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but I also understand physics. If I jump in front of a train, I will be ran over. So I say these things you get what you sow. If you're out working every day for the Lord and really getting about your Father's business and understand faith come by hearing, yes, you can read the Word. Yes, you need to be in Bible study, but you can never forsake the assembly. Sometimes the assembly is not who you want to be assembled around. They never said, never forsake the assembly of the people who you like. He said, never forsake the assembly. You need to be around the people you don't like, because after a while, you will find out if everybody around you say yes and you never hear no, you don't know you got something on your face. That's like the Pharaoh's new birthday suit. It's like, oh, man, he's butt naked, but don't nobody want to tell the Pharaoh because they scared. So I say all these wonderful things to you, Reverend. You on fire, and not only you on fire, you understand this Wi-Fi. And in time, we're based in Las Vegas. We have 1.5 million listeners. We're syndicated in 25 AM FM radio markets. And I started from free conference call and worked my way up. So I say all these things to say God has shined on you more than once, but sometimes right at the end when you are at the end of your rope and you out there pouring in the cup, somebody to pour in your cup. That's why we put it out there to the 300 members of the winning team. Shouts out to Reverend Green, Sister Diane Dungy, Apostle Porter, Keisha, the CEO. That's my wife. But everybody is promoting your radio show right now, and you don't even know it. So what's going to happen is over the next 3 months, you're going to be getting all these random calls from people you don't know. And that's the power of God. That's when you get busy doing his business and he show up for you. So keep doing what you're doing, sister.
Amen. Thank you so very much. And may I have your name again, please?
My name is Pastor Don, D-O-N-J-R, CEO. And then my telephone number is 818-358-5722. My website is EWWN Radio, RADIO.com. I've been sent here to go into the darkest four corners of the earth to bring abandoned buildings. When I say the darkest four corners, America is a new Babylon. If it don't happen in America, it's not real for anywhere else on the planet. We have the biggest spending dollar, but we walk past 50 black-owned and operated businesses to go spend with a corporate company, and they will never bring the money back. So ideally, I figured out something. We lack resources, information, wisdom, spiritual resources, mentors. We lack the women showing the girls etiquette. You know, twerking is not always a good thing, but my daughter twerks. I mean, I want her to, but that's what she do. I mean, that's what she sees. Yeah. So we live in a different age where you ain't got to come on by the street lights anymore. You know, you can steal something in the store or people get killed on Facebook Live, you know, and we show this to our kids and we don't know they see it, but they see it. So I say all these things and say the Global Connections Tour, we're going to go around. We're going to go to the top 22 markets, highest crime, highest violence, under 200,000 population, purchase an abandoned building, send the 300 winning team members in there on the 30-day cycle to go there to help change the world. When we purchase the building, we're going to buy the land, the building, and people within a 50-mile radius that need a second chance, that's got felonies. Now, we're not dealing with no child molesters. I do not – That's just too much for me. But if you stole some stuff or you stole a car, you know, some of these felonies aren't really felonies. It's a pass or fail situation. You know, how can you get a weed card? Now you got this weed card and you can smoke it. You can go to the store and buy it. If they catch you with it, they can lock you up with it. But they give you a card to go buy it. You get what I'm saying? It's a cycle that's set up that we have no control over. So, in essence, in order to change the world, we have to get off from behind the pulpit and go out and go sit with the people like Jesus did on the mountain. Boom.
Amen.
Break some fish up, amen, pass it out, see what's going on in the world. Now we find out what's going on. It's not just about the church house. We need a space that people that's not saved can come to so we can lead by example. Once they see our example, then they'll come to Jesus. Nine times out of 10, anytime I ever did outreach, I'm praying for somebody and they stomach go wrench. And I'm praying and we praying hard and it's wrench. That prayer's not going through. Well, the prayer's in those 24 vials in front of God. All prayers stay there, but at the end of the day, it's not going to where it really needs to go to get an action through because he's hungry. So I say all these things, and that's what Jesus did. He dealt with the immediate need first. Then he talked about the kingdom of heaven. But if you didn't get your immediate need dealt with, I mean, that's it, man. You on fire, Reverend. I'm going to let you have your show back. You doing something. God brought me here for a reason.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I do want to thank you for sharing, you know, the information that you have shared. And so we've got your phone number, 818-358-5772. And your website,
email. No, that's it. No, ma'am. No, it's 5722. 5722.
That's right. I'm sorry. I'm looking at it. Yes, 5722. That's right. Perfect. And the radio website is EWWNradio, excuse me, .com. I do thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us this morning. And we look forward to speaking with you again. And, folks, this is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Meet us back here next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Meet us back here at 9 a.m. next Saturday morning, where we get to the heart of the matter. You know that I love you always. And as an ending, beloved above all things, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings that he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. Therefore, I beseech you in the name of Jesus that you go forth this day and be a blessing unto someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. Know that I love you with all my heart. But no matter how much I love you, know that God loves you more. Take care, be blessed, and go ahead, greet somebody with love. God bless you all. Amen.